Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
And, I just want to share with everybody here today about Yahweh's love, and that's what He wants us, and how He wants us to do, and how He wants us to be, and just that He loves you. And I want to remind everyone here that Yahweh loves you. And no matter what anyone says, no matter what anyone does, I want to encourage you today, because Yahweh loves you more than anything. So anything you could ever imagine, He just loves you that much. So praise Yah. Praise Yah. May we remember that. May we remember that today and always, that no matter who's out there, no matter what they're saying, Yahweh loves us. Hallelujah. He loves us so much that He gave His Son to die for us. And that's not just a cliche when we say that. We need to remember that. We need to be encouraged. And we need to comprehend to some degree the love that Yahweh has for us. And that's almost asking somebody to do something that's inhuman to comprehend how much He loves us. But I know many of people out there, they get depressed and they're hitting hard times and things aren't going well in their lives at certain times. And it seems like, where is His love and where is He? But, you know, I want you to never doubt Him and always be faithful. And that's what He wants us to be. It's just to never be, never lose our faith, never lose our hope. And this is a big problem with a lot of people out there. And we need to understand the enemy's trap of pride and the spiritual warfare that makes us have a pride in our own works and in our own thoughts and our own eyes. And we need to overcome that. And a lot of more and more people today are, they find a topic that they want to get out to people and so on. And I'm all for it, you know, teaching and talking and speaking and having conversations and stuff. But when I see people wanting to have debates and prove their point and all this, listen, we got Yah's word, and He's going to open His eyes and reveal things to us at certain times in our lives. And the only point that we should be trying to prove to each other, the only point that we should be trying to let people hear and understand, it's not our differences of what we disagree. And we pray that the Ruach, the spirit of Yah, can just will come upon us and open up our eyes to see these things that are true. And it's and we live to set an example of these things. And you know, when we talk about certain issues, we should do it with a heart of wanting to help people, not trying to convince people. You understand, the heart is like, we care so much, we're telling them because we want them to know the truth, not because it's our way and our way has to be right. We're trying to convince people. I have my convictions about my health because I went through a sickness and a disease, and I want people to heal and I want people to get better. So I have a passion to teach people about the wisdom that Yahweh's given me about how the body works and how food works. And I don't want to let it get discouraging, but when I tell people that, you know, stop eating this and don't eat that and live this way and do this and exercise, and people say, well, it doesn't tell me to exercise in the Torah, or the Bible doesn't tell me I can't eat meat and all this. Look, I'm not here to argue with you. I'm here to let you know that Yahweh loves you, and He wants you to honor your body and your temple as His creation, and to treat it the best as possible. And He's given me information of how to treat it better. And I'm trying to help you. It's the same thing when I talk about how people dress. I'm not doing this to argue with you or upset you. Yahweh's given us instructions of how to stay under His covering and protect ourselves. You know, it's not about He said this and He didn't say that. It's about He showed us how to protect ourselves and what it meant to be under His covering and His will for us. You know, and you know, it's one thing to go and speak to people that don't know Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, and they don't know Him, and to, you know, everything in your heart, your soul wants to let them know. You need to know Yeshua. You need to know our Messiah. So we want to do everything possible to let these people know. And we're not talking to these people that don't know Yeshua about about certain things, like even their health or their dress or the way they're living, their cursing and their sinful living. No, we're talking about Yeshua. You need to know Yeshua. You need to draw close to Yeshua. But then when we say we know Yeshua, it's like we stop talking about him and now we're talking about all these other topics all the time. All the time talking about all these topics. Yeshua always has to be our first love and the thing we talk about first and always. You know, and I'm not saying that means we need to agree on every topic, but when we know him and we understand who he is and what Yahweh did for us, we'll understand our love and we'll understand the love that people are coming up against us or disagreeing with us from. I'm not trying to judge people and knock them down in their disagreement with me about food and about dress and about these topics. No. You know, I know how it can bless people, and I see what Yahweh's example shows people, the protection that comes along with this. And just as his father loves his children, you know, and wants to help them, you know, a disobedient child is going to reject his father's instructions and guidelines, and that doesn't make his father feel good. And Yah's word says in Ezekiel, it says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live. So they would live. You know, it all comes down to Yeshua and his love for us. That's what everything comes down to. To Yeshua and his love for us. And any discussion beyond that should anchor on the idea of Yeshua loves us and he wants us to know his truth, you know, and Yahweh can reveal himself and in these things to us and open up our eyes to see things we never understood before. And yes, we're not allowed to see Yahweh directly, because that's what the scriptures say, because Yahweh wanted to protect us, but it says in his word, if we see him, we're in trouble. If we see him, we're not going to survive. But he's given us the great opportunity to see him through Yeshua and to live and follow his guidelines and instructions through the example he sets through the body of Yeshua. And we have that opportunity to live and do this. And it all comes down to love. You know, and the passion and the love for this. You know, so much so that people are like, wow, this guy is either crazy, obsessed, or something, because all he talks about is Yeshua's love. He just doesn't talk about it to people that know it. He talks it about to people that who don't know it. He shares this truth. He shares this revelation. He shares this idea. He shares this passion of Yeshua's love with people, not even that don't know it, that don't even want to hear it, that tell him to stop. You know, I have a friend like that, you know, no matter what anyone tells him, he just keeps talking about Yeshua. And Yeshua died for us. And he needs to have a heart. He goes, I'm going to pray for you. And people's like, I don't want to hear it. That's all you talk about. I don't want to hear it. He goes, okay, I'm going to keep praying with you. It's like he has a deaf ear to what they're telling him. When they tell him not to talk about Yeshua. It's a beautiful thing to watch this man. And the way he acts. And you would think he has an understanding problem. See, when they tell him they don't want to hear about Yeshua, and they don't want to hear, he just doesn't even, he just smiles and he tells them. You know, he breaks them down with love. He's not here beating them down with the stuff that they're doing that they shouldn't be doing. He's just talking about the love of Yeshua. You know, that's what we need. That's what we need to think about. You know, and it's like, we idolize so many things that we get excited about. Well, we should be getting that excited about Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. You know, things that make your heart beat faster and things that get you excited. Whether it's, you know, whatever it is, a certain food that you're going to eat, a certain meal you're going to eat, or whether it's money that you're going to get, or whatever it is. We need to have that passion for Yeshua. Song of Solomon 4:9 says, you have made my heart beat faster. Hallelujah. My sister, my bride, you have made my heart beat faster with a single glance of your eyes, with a single strand of your necklace. That's the love we need for Yahweh, that our heart would beat faster when we think about him. That we'd get so excited about him and so touched by him. Song of Songs 7 verse 10-11 says, I belong to my beloved, and His desire is for me. Come, my beloved, let us go to the courtside and let us spend the night in villages. I think about that, and I think about Psalms 1, where it says, I meditate on your word day and night. Always, the Yah is with us, and his word is with us. And we could walk around and carry his word. You know, some people want to look at it on their phone, but I think that's, you know, still better to have word with us and carry it around. Always be close to those words. You know, to have that desire for Yahweh, that he's our love. You know, and to understand what it means and the wedding feast to come and the relationship to come. And that when it talks about wives and the love of husbands and so on, and husbands suggesting yourselves as Yahweh, for the husband is the head of the wife and Yeshua the head of the church. You know, when it talks about love your wives just as Yeshua loved the church, he gave himself up for us. It's not just our wives, it's everyone. We need to love. When Yeshua was talking about loving his enemies, it's like loving those that are enemies to Yahweh, those that don't want to hear him. To love them so much you wouldn't pass them by, that you'd stop and you'd talk to them about, you know, and love us doesn't mean, oh, I'm going to buy them a fancy necklace or something. No, that you would love them so much that you would stop from your busy schedule and your busy day to talk to people. And I'm not only talking about people that know Yeshua. I'm not only talking about people that don't know him, like homeless people. I'm talking about people that hate him. People that hate him. You would just give them a smile and talk to them about, I know you hate Yeshua, but let me tell you what he did for me and why I love him. You always tell me why you hate him. You always tell me why you don't believe in him. You always tell me why you don't trust him. You always tell me why you don't have faith in his truth. Let me tell you why I believe in him, why I have faith. Let me tell you what he did in my life. And so we'll holler and say, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear him. I know you don't. And I don't even want to tell you, but I love you so much I have to. You know, I have to. Yahweh told me this is what I need to do. So I have to tell you. And then we should want to tell people. But it should be something like that's not even an option. It's not even a choice. And people getting embarrassed about spreading the truth. People getting embarrassed about sharing the revelations of his holy word. It says in Revelations 19, 7 and 8, let us be glad and rejoice. And let us give honor to him. For the time has come for the wedding feast of the Lamb, and his bride has prepared herself. She has been given to the finest of pure white linen to wear. For the fine linen represents the good deeds of Yahweh's holy people. Yahweh's Torah. The good deeds aren't the good deeds of man. You know, it's fine to help an old lady across the street, but that's not. That's a good heart Yahweh wants us to have, but the good deeds is just to follow his guidelines and instructions. You know, to represent the pureness and to follow him. The linen represents the deeds of Yahweh's holy people. You know, when Isaac was giving the blessings to his people, and he said, he gave the blessing to Jacob. He was talking about it, how white his teeth were. He was talking about the pureness and the cleanness. He was talking about the whiteness. It's just like the linen here, representing the good deeds of Yah's holy people. We see this, and we should just have a peace upon us. And when I see believers getting upset, and what's worse is two people that believe in Yeshua, getting upset so much where they're literally arguing over a topic or something. They're literally arguing over it and trying to convince people. Well, this is what look, I'm telling you this. Without a doubt, you talk about this too much. You talk about this topic too much, or you talk about this. You cannot talk about Yahweh's wholeness and pureness and love more or enough. You can't talk about it enough. And I'm not going to stop telling people how to protect themselves and how to be blessed and under Yahweh's covering, whether people want to discuss it, whether people want to argue with it or hear it or not. I'm going to continue telling people because it's such an important truth about healing, how I got healed. And how people can get healed. And when I see people just destroying their lives with certain foods and everything else. I don't want to see people have to go through that. I don't want to see people have to deal with that. So I need to speak up. And Yahweh wants us to speak up about Yeshua dying for us. So when somebody's trying to argue with me or discuss things with me and all this stuff, it's like, listen, I know Yahweh's truth. I know what the Bible says, what the Word says. And I'm not just picking a scripture out from here or picking out a script from here and trying to defend my own doctrine. No, I'm defending Yahweh's love for us. Yahweh's love for us. You know, I'm not here to hear people's, you know, they're so passionate to prove that Yeshua is not Yahweh. They're so passionate to prove that the Holy Spirit is separate from Yahweh. They're so passionate to prove their doctrinal issues and all this stuff. Where's your passion to share the love of Yeshua with the lost? Where's your passion to go and tell people every day that hate you that Yeshua loves them? Where's your passion to share your story? You know, so we need to get this and understand the love that comes from Yahweh and what He wanted us to do for us. And that we would feel that love. 1 John 4:19 says, we love because He first loved us. Hallelujah. He still loves us. You know, when He says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people, I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live, so they would have life. You know, go up to somebody today and tell them, do you know that our wonderful Creator wants you to have a wonderful life? And they might be going through such terrible trials in their lives. They might be in pain. They might have lost their job. They might have gone through a divorce. They might be going through some. Just tell them, do you know that our Creator loves you and He wants you to have a fabulous, wonderful life? Do you know that? And then you hear their complaints and everything else. You know, but we tell them, look, we're human and we're going to have issues. We understand these things. But Yahweh loved us and taught us what love is. And we can't hate because of our consequences. We have to love because of Yeshua. Do you understand that? We can't hate because of our consequences. We have to rise above that and love because of Yeshua. Hallelujah. That's what we need to do. John 13:34 says, a new commandment I give you is to love one another. As I have loved you, you also must love one another. So in Ephesians, what they're talking about is, you know, husbands, love your wives enough to die for them, to give your bodies up for them. You know, when we think about what John, you know, what it said here, what he said, what Yeshua said, love one another. People say, oh, that's Paul talking about marriage. No, John said, love one another as I have loved you. The same thing we saw Paul saying in Ephesians about, you know, husbands loving your wives and just like Yeshua loved the church. But here it's coming right from Yeshua. Love one another as I have loved you, so also you must love one another. Remember that. We can't just go and find people. Yahweh wants us all to come to know Him. Deuteronomy 7:7-8 says, Yahweh didn't set His heart on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other nations. For you were the smallest of all nations. Rather, it was simply that Yahweh loves you and He was keeping the oath He had sworn to your ancestors. This is why Yahweh rescued you with such a strong hand from slavery and from the oppression of the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And do you know that you too are Yahweh's descendants and His children, and He loves you, and He's your father. And just as He rescued the Israelites from Egypt, He's come to call us today out of the slavery of this world and from away from Satan, who so many people are pleasing through their sin and their disobedience. He's called us out of that to rescue us from the slavery and the bondage and how people are, the way people are today. 1 John 4:7 says, dear friends, let us love one another, for love's come from Yahweh. Everyone who loves has been born of Yahweh and knows Yahweh. Listen, folks, it's easy to love your children. It's easy to love your spouse. It's easy to love your friends. Remember the love that Yahweh revealed to you and don't keep it from anyone. And that includes people in your life that might not want to hear it. That includes people that, for some reason or another, they hate you. Never stop sharing Yahweh's love with them and what he's did for you. Everyone deserves to hear it. We don't pick and choose of who we should speak to or not. Never be ashamed to tell somebody that Yeshua died for them. Never be ashamed to tell anyone that they have a fabulous life waiting for them according to the promise of Yahweh and his holy word. Never be ashamed or embarrassed, or never be resentful to let people know. Never stop. Let them know. Hallelujah. It says in John 4:17, in this way, love has been perfected among us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. For all this world, we are just like him. Remember this. Isaiah 49:15 says, can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. Yahweh loves us. And he wants us to repent of our sins and turn to him. It says in the scriptures, repentance brings refreshing. So this isn't a one-time thing that we should have been doing 20 years ago or so. Every single day we need to confess of our faith in Yeshua. And in prayer, tell him we believe in him and what he's done for us and who he is. To believe in him. To believe that Yahweh extended himself to come here for us. To reveal himself to us. To reveal his love for us. We need to get this right and get the pride out of our lives. Oh, debates, and I'm going to prove this. And now the love, where's the love? I'm telling you this because I love you and I'm going to pray for you. If you disagree with what I'm saying, I'm not going to stop praying for you because I love you and I love that Yeshua revealed to me how to get better from a disease. And he could do the same thing for you. He's showing all through scripture. I believe this because I was a wicked, wicked sinner who hated anything to do with the scriptures. But he opened up my eyes and he could open up your eyes. I hated this because the world of my life was on my shoulders. And I was taking everything upon myself. I had no joy in my life. But Yahweh came in and opened my eyes. And now it's all on Yeshua, who's made my yoke easy. And he's there helping me. And no matter what physical ailment I might suffer from, I find joy that comes because I know the peace that comes along with knowing him. Hallelujah. And I pray for all of you this. For all of you. We have to remember that love is the primary attribute of Yahweh. You know, and he just doesn't, it's just not a feeling and expression. It's love to a degree that we should comprehend it, but we don't let ourselves. Love is the very nature of Yahweh, it says in 1 John 4:16. Going beyond his feelings and emotions. And that's what we need to do. We need to detach ourselves from how we feel and start living and understanding. True love is not a feeling. It's an action. We need to remember that. And so many people today mess that up and they confuse that. They think love is a feeling. Look, feelings come and go. Emotions come and go. But when we make a decision to love and we live it out in action, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this is what we need to do, and we need to draw closer to him each day. And I pray that something I'm saying is reaching us today as we go out there and we start our day and we start our week here. You know, we always remember what he's done for us. 2 Peter 1:4 says, and because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. Hallelujah. That's what we need to remember. That's what we need to remember and believe. You know, and then we could experience those fruits of the spirits that come upon us, and the love and the joy and all the fruits of the fruit of the spirit, you know, Yahweh's divine power has granted us all things that pertain to life and everything Yeshua has through the knowledge of him who called us to a glory and excellence. So I pray that we would desire that and want that more. You know, and that today, this very day, my prayer is that we would all become a new creation, separating our feelings and our emotions and just making a commitment of loving, and that Yahweh would make his will part, of our desires and will, and our will would be in agreement with him, and he would open up our eyes to see his holy messages for us, and how just like he talked about the pureness of the white linen, that he would want us to robe ourselves in pureness of his love, you know, and remember that, you know, it says in Colossians 3:12-13, therefore, as the elect of Yahweh, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as Yahweh has forgiven you, so you also may forgive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And may you remember these wonderful things, you know, and remember that, you know, the love that Yahweh gave us through Yeshua. May we remember this in this day as we carry on and we go out there and we set an example. You know, there's no greater love than what Yahweh has for us. And that's what we need to get, that great feeling. You know, so Jude 1:21 says, keep yourselves in Yahweh's love as you wait for the mercy of our wonderful Messiah Yeshua to bring you to eternal life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And 1 Peter 4:8 says, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Listen, people out there have their prophecies and their thoughts and their ideas. You talk about what's on your heart, but never stop talking about the love of Yeshua.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life Ministry.
The 12 of you walk on the earth together. The Father was a brother to you all. The teaching that you heard was the living word. The wonders and the miracles you saw.
There were times of awesome inspiration. There were times you didn't understand. When he had to go and you felt alone, it must must have been so hard to see his plan. I think of